Right by our eyes. There we go. That's better.
The party peoples, welcome. Welcome, welcome.
What's going
We
on?
are, yeah. Wait a minute. What the hell? I'm getting this dumb, stupid error again. Hold
The one
on.
from last week.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to look into that. Let me just make sure that this is actually streaming.
It says it
I
is on my
imagine.
end.
I mean, I think we are, but
Yeah.
you know.
Oh, I know. I tried starting
Oh, there
doing
it is.
online
Yeah.
stuff
We're good.
on Facebook, and it says I was online, and then I was done, and there's like, oh, by the way, you didn't have a strong enough signal, so the hour I spent bullshitting to myself on the computer, I was like, motherfucking Meta. Good Lord.
It's all good. It's all good.
Oh.
Yeah, I just I'm just like, really? Like, what the hell is going on here? And I think it's my browser doesn't like I did an update like a Mac update the other day, and it changed a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And it didn't change a lot of stuff, but it changed enough stuff to where I'm like, well, that might be why that's not working now.
Yeah.
So yeah.
The inconvenience of our convenient technology.
Right? It's crazy. So, all right. So anyway, lot of random stuff came out this since last week. So, The Beauty dropped three episodes last night on FX and Hulu and Disney Plus, which is a it was originally an Image Comics book. Now it's a Ignition Comics book, and or Ignition Press book, I should say. And I watched the first three episodes last night, and it was really good. It felt very much like the book. So if you've read it and you liked it, it's cool. If you are the one of those kind of people that think GLP-1s are the devil, you really want to watch it. Because like so the premise of the story is this guy develops a virus basically that'll make you into the most beautiful version of yourself. Okay. The problem is that I'm pretty sure if I remember this right, it was only it was specifically engineered for like just a few people. Like you have to specifically engineer it per person you're treating. So the people that are getting it through sexual transmission, which is it goes through bodily fluids and basically it's just people raw dogging it and getting fucked, literally, will after so long it makes you basically burn out from the inside and it like you explode.
Oh.
Yeah, like it was awesome. Like they're reviewing the leftovers of someone who blew up, and it was like liver temp, like 5 hours after death, and it's still 180 degrees. Like
Oh,
it's cr
wow.
yeah, right? Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. There's like an assassin who's going after and killing all these guys for the guy who created it. The guy who created it is like 70 years old, but he's Ashton Kutcher. Because what it made him the most beautiful version of himself, which is Ashton Kutcher. So, and like his wife is there, and she's like, still old and stuff. It's pretty good. It's written and directed by the guy, what the hell's his name? Murphy, the guy that Ryan Murphy, the guy that did American Horror Story. He did Glee. Couple other shows. It's very well done. But it does like every episode ends on like a weird beat. The first two episodes end with people transforming into their beauty feast selves. But there's just like it's just like a weird beat of ending. But I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good. The soundtracks are really good. I think if you don't know, it's a comic book. Surprise, it's a comic book.
Man.
Right? I have not watched this week's episode of Star Trek Academy. I'm going to do that after this, after we're done. But I did finish Voyager finally. Thank God. That was the
Voyager.
hardest Star Trek rewatch I've ever done in my life. So, and then on Monday night, the transmission of my car died on my way back from IEP. So my but we got it off of the side. My buddy and I, we were waiting on the tow truck, and then they said, "Hey, the tow truck can't come till tomorrow." So we pushed it off to the side, like so it was out of the way in the business that we parked it in. They only could look at it today because it was supposed to come into the garage anyway. And so apparently, like something broke that basically sent metal shards into the transmission, clogging the filter, fucking it all up. So on Monday, I'm buying a brand new car. My first brand new car. Like, it's gonna have 25 miles on it when I roll it off the lot. And it'll also be the first car I've ever owned with a sunroof. So,
So, sometimes,
yeah, I'm kind of
you get.
excited about that one. Yeah,
Yeah, there you go.
and it's black. So I am debating between two names for it. One is Madeline Pryor, as she was the Black Queen, the Goblin Queen, or two, Ozzy.
There you go.
I think I'm gonna go with Madeline just because I think it's funnier.
Because us men name our cars in female, so
Right. Well, this
you
last one I had was Magneto because it was magnet black, or magnet gray. This one's
know.
technically metal black, so like it would even be funnier to call it Zach after Zach Wilde because Black Label Society.
Yes.
But Ozzy works because of Black Sabbath, or Tony. I
Yeah.
can call it Tony, as in
That's
Tony
true.
Iommi. But yeah, I'm kind of excited about it. And then next weekend I'm going to be out of town, so I get to road trip with it the first weekend I own it, which is going to be awesome. I'm going up to
There you
Mansfield.
go. Well, then it's not going to blow up on you.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so that's the plus of having a brand new car.
But I was a little sad to find out that this is the last year of the Ford Escape. And then next year, I guess it's either next year or the year after that, they are going to be releasing some new SUV style stuff, because they got rid of the Edge, they got rid of the Fusion, which was their sedan. So right now, after this year, you can buy an Escape, or I'm sorry, Expedition, Explorer,
Bronco. Bronco's
Bronco, Maverick, and then the F-150 up to the F-450, I think, and then the Transits. There is a you can't get an EcoSport anymore. You can't get the Edge, but I just thought it was interesting. I was like, man, because like I imagine they're going to come up with something that's similar to the
They'll
Escape,
just
because
rename
a
it.
lot of people like that was like their biggest seller was the Escape, like especially after the Fusion went out. Oh, and the Mustang. They're still doing the Mustang.
Well, I don't think Ford will ever get rid of the Mustang. That's their signature
But
car.
apparently, they're I guess going to make like an EV truck similar to the Maverick, but it's going to be smaller, like the Ranger, the old Ford Ranger, because they haven't had the Ranger out in a long time.
I was
My
gonna
uncle.
say it's been a long time.
I say my uncle owns one, and I always gave him shit for it. I was like, is that even a truck? It's kind of more like a sled, isn't it? So because it's
I
so
had
small.
my best friend who also was named John, he that was his main vehicle was a Ford Ranger. It
Yeah,
was like
right.
that deep forest green.
Yeah, my uncle's was tan. Actually, I think Todd might have even had a Ford Ranger at one point. But I'm
I think that
excited
was
about
their
it.
version of the F-150, like that was like an F-150 upgrade, supposedly, or
No, it's a
it was supposed
smaller one. It's smaller than
smaller.
the F-150.
Yeah, but it's like I think it was supposed to be the was it a sporty version, I guess, or like the you know, you have a truck, but you're not really a truck guy. but you
Right.
can
It's
brag that you had a truck.
I'll be honest, it's like if you took just the front seat of the Explorer, right? Or actually
Yeah.
the Escape, and made the back a flatbed. That's really what it was. It was almost like a truck on a car frame.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't haul a ton of stuff with it, but you could haul some stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's that. Also next Thursday, just so you guys know, we're gonna be doing it probably the early afternoon. I have a meeting on Thursday night that I can't get out of, so I have to push our stuff earlier.
Well,
So
hopefully next week we will have more books to read because it
I
was a
well
very like
so I
small
bought
week.
four I bought actually I bought five books because I for some reason I didn't see the she Planet She-Hulk at the Mills when I ordered my books, but I found it at Ohio today.
Well, we had it.
So
We didn't have the darkness, which I was kind of upset with. Because
oh
dark.
no, Witchblade came out this week, not Darkness.
No, Darkness number 2 came out this week, according to
Hold on.
New Comics This Week.
Hold on. Let me double check. Because I did not get that either. And if
Yeah,
no
that's.
store ordered it, I'm going to be like, really?
I didn't see it in the mills. I knew that, or I would have grabbed it, and that would have definitely been a book I would have did a review on.
Yeah, same. Like, I would have totally bought that if it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's number one. Number one, number one. There we go, number two.
It says
Yeah, it
January
was supposed to be this week, yeah.
this week, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get it. Yeah.
I mean, that or they sold out of them already.
Well, I'm usually the first one in the store though, so it's I usually snag, you know.
Well, I'm gonna see if Cranberry has any, because if they do, I'm gonna buy it tomorrow morning on my way to Butler.
Yeah, but it's a lot of reprints this week. I've no I saw here.
Yeah.
It's you know, a lot of the is the Batman, Absolute Batman remake or reprint. The reprint for the annual, which the covers for the reprint for the annual, oh, so good.
Says the Mills has one.
It does.
And Waterfront and Cranberry and Butler. All right.
I
Hold
might have
on.
missed it. They redid the whole wall this week, so
Oh, really?
yeah. Well, Scott and Connor were working on it hard, but I was up and around doing Funko like a madman, so I was not paying
Okay.
attention. And that might be on me.
All right, I just had to text Butler to pull one for me, so I grabbed it in the morning. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's a bummer. I would have totally read that book.
Yeah.
So after we talk about what little comics we've read this week, I almost didn't get to read anything because of the car thing. I didn't know if I was going to actually get anywhere where I could pick up my books.
Yeah.
Depending on if or after we read all the after we review the three books we did this week, we will talk a little bit about the Masters of the Universe trailer that dropped today. That's freaking awesome. And then yeah, we'll just make it a short week. It'll be fine. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah,
All right.
can I tell you I watched that and it was better than watching porn for me. It was
I was very excited about it, not gonna lie.
I thought about it and I'm like, this is exactly what my childhood needed.
My one, we'll get into what we talk about. I'm not going to talk anymore about it. I'm going to talk about Redcoat number 16. In the last book, Albert Einstein shows up at Simon's house. He's working in Boston as a tailor. He's got a family. So in here, you find out that Benedict Arnold and he and Benedict Arnold had a big fight on a boat. In the Hudson, and they thought that Benedict was stuck under wreckage of a boat forever. But here they were dredging the river, and it freed him up, and he came out. So Albert came to let him know. So Albert gets to meet his family. It's kind of cool. And then Simon goes to work to say, "Hey, I'm not going to be in work for a while." And Benedict is there, and he bought 10 suits, and he wants only Simon to work on it. And then he tells Simon, "Hey, I'm done fighting with you, but I want what you got. You win." He's like, "I want to make." He's like, "I want. I also want to find love." And he's like, "What I want to do is I want to make your family immortal, so that you don't have to watch them die." And that's how the issue ends. And it's so crazy that that would even be a thought, for Benedict Arnold, considering the first whole arc was about him wanting to kill Simon with the axe. So I enjoyed this. I thought it was very, very good. So to try to think of a song or of an era that fits this, I'm gonna go with Rammstein's Du Hast, because of the rivalry that was those two guys in the original story, and they fucking hated each other, and now they don't. So, which, whatever, we'll see how it goes, but.
All right, we got the X-Men of Apocalypse number two. Now, this it looks like this is the Apocalypse timeline is intermingling with going through and intermingling with different versions of X-Men is what seems to be the gist of what I'm getting from this. I read number one, but I don't think I did a review on it. Number two is the continuation from number one of, as you can see, the OG X-Men versus the X-Men of Apocalypse, which is basically X-Man. You see Sabretooth, you see Blink, and they're battling, like, they're trying to find somebody. And you're thinking they're searching for Xavier because they made it very ominous of who they're looking for. Well, it turns out this happened. They attack the X-Men, the Apocalypse X-Men, I should say. I'll cut it down that way. Attack the OG X-Men just as Jean Grey was joining or came to the mansion when she first met the boys. Of the so it's like that point in time. And it's actually kind of a fun little battle because you're watching the young, inexperienced X-Men versus the war-hardened X-Men of Apocalypse. But X-Man battled Jean Grey. And that's who she was looking for, was Jean Grey, but not just any Jean Grey. He finds Phoenix in her inner psyche as they're having a psychic battle. And what they were looking for is the Emkron crystal to fix this error in the timeline because of the inner mingling of the X-Men of Apocalypse. In all these different other timelines, they're trying to stop it, is what they're trying to do. And the Phoenix is like, "I know what you're trying to do. It's not going to work. You have no concept of the power you're dealing with." And basically beats the crap out of X-Man, which you figured that was going to happen. And that kind of ends like that part of the story, because this is kind of split into two. The other part of the other part of this book is you're seeing the other team of X-Men of Apocalypse led by Gambit, and he ends up there in the Savage Land, where you're seeing Magneto, Rogue, Wolverine, and the Savage Land. And this is Gambit meeting Rogue. Rogue doesn't know who Gambit is because this is pre, before she joined the X-Men. So this is when she was with Magneto. So it's kind of like it's got Remy all worked up and upset at the same time. And that's where kind of the book ends. I don't know what kind of music would go well with this because it's kind of a with the time like the constant shifting in time and every timelines and everything. It's such a hard thing to put in the musical terms. I can't think of anything off the top of my head at all. It's like I'm thinking of like a metal thing, like no, not really. And
I don't know why, but like Anthrax's "Keep It in the Family" pops into my head.
or
Keep it in the family.
yeah, I guess that could work. I mean, is that the same? Is that the album Out of Time? Anthrax.
I can't rem hold on. I can't remember for sure. It's either Persistence of Time or Among the Living, I think.
Yeah, folks, we are very unprepared this week.
It's not great.
Yeah.
It's been a long, long week. I have an excuse, at least. So.
Yeah, I've been dealing with a lot of other stuff too. I thought my dad, I couldn't get a hold of my dad yesterday and it was his birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It turns out his he broke his phone.
Oh.
So he called me today and he's like, "No, I broke my phone. It's all good." I was like, "Okay, because I left you like two voicemails."
Yeah, persistence of time. You were right.
Okay. I thought so. I hear you go best. Here, best songs about time travel here. We got some good ones here. So let's go with this here. We got Iron Man from Black Sabbath. No, that doesn't fit. 39 by Queen. No. Ah, here we go. Iron Maiden. Caught Somewhere in Time.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. And it fits. It's 1986.
That's pretty
That
good. That's
works.
around. That's
That
slightly
works.
before Age of Apocalypse happened.
Yeah, so that works. Let's go with that one.
Right. My last book is Bloodland by B. Clay Moore and Matt Carter, or Matt Chatter. So this book, it starts out with basically vampires getting off of a plane. Then it cuts to this mom who just gave birth that they're keeping sedated. And then it cuts to like some guys who are hunting down the vampires. You then go back to the girl in the hospital. She realizes that vampires are eating things, including a baby. Then she runs out into the parking garage. And the two guys that are after are also vampires, and she wails one in the head with a tie bar, and then jams it through the other guy's chest. So while he's sitting there trying to regenerate, the other guy who got hit in the head is like running after her. These two people, one's it's kind of like a Harley Quinn and a Joker show up. So she like cuts the dude's head off. The head is still talking, so the Joker looking guy wails on it with a giant hammer like Gallagher. So then the other guy gets a crowbar in his head, and the girl like leaves the thing, There's a whole lot of like what like you know the military guy hunting down the vampires, then the girl from the hospital meets the Joker and Harley Quinn looking guys, and like they kind of team up a little bit. And then the military guys that are looking for the vampires go into the woods after a guy, and then they find out they're surrounded by vampires. So it's got a teeny bit of 30 Days a Night vibe to me, which I thought was cool. But for the most part, it was kind of boring. Oh man, I'm gonna give this oh man. Alice Cooper's Poison.
Oh, nice.
That's the song that's gonna go with this. And I don't know why, but that just feels like it's fit for me. So all right, now we're gonna talk a little bit about the upcoming Masters of the Universe movie. The trailer dropped today. The teaser trailer, not even the full trailer.
Yeah, it's a teaser trailer.
And it
But
comes
there's
out the weekend of our con, which by the way is hilarious.
oh, of
So
course it does.
it comes out on Friday. So
God damn it.
right. Well, it's okay. Like I'm just gonna be like, hey, I'm gonna go watch this while you guys set up. It'll be fine. So just kidding. Anyway, I'm gonna let you talk about it for a minute. I'm gonna run
Get
downstairs and
Luke,
use the bathroom real
don't
quick.
move.
I gotta use the bathroom real quick, so it's all yours for a few minutes.
Well, I'm sure everybody by now has watched at least someone on YouTube, besides, including us, the Easter eggs and all the visual effects of Master of the Universe, and where they're, all the fun stuff going on. Well, what can you say about it? This is everything, in my opinion, so far, just looking at the teaser trailer. This is everything Master of the Universe, the original movie, probably should have been thought of. Now, technology is way different now than it was back in, like, what, 19, was that 1989, 1988 was the original movie came out. So they did not have the budget or the technology to do what they're doing in this movie. And some of the effects in this movie, you could tell right off the bat, they put the time and the effort into this. And there is a lot of Easter eggs harking to the original cartoon. Anything Master of the Universe fan, it seems like they're calling to in this movie, is what I'm noticing. Even the there's this scene that they show in the teaser trailer of Adam finding the sword in a comic toy store. And if you're watching that, and I watched it, and you pause it, the statue holding the sword is an original co was the original concept of He-Man for those
Where you
who.
almost look like coal. Yeah.
And then if you look in the background, they have the was it Toro Torok, which was their that was what they were testing name that was going to be he I think was it going to be He-Man's real name, or they were it was one of the testing names that they were going to do for Master of the Universe character. I did like the way the characters looked, although I've already seen the people complain about Ezra Elba being mad in arms because,
Idris Elba? Why?
how dare a man of color
Oh.
be in a quote white guy role, which he was a cartoon.
Right.
Who cares?
Yep. Well, they're going to be real pissed when they find out that Kristen Wiig voices Roboto. Who looks huge, by the way. Like massively huge. Actually, hold on. Let me do this. Let
I
me.
also saw people complaining about when you see his desk plate and they do the he slash him
Yeah, but it's he,
pronouns.
man. Come
Yeah,
on. Come
yeah.
on.
Well,
Come
and I
on,
think that's the
people.
problem is people the people who are complaining about this have no sense of humor. So of
Okay,
course they
okay.
don't get the joke.
So here's one of the scenes from the trailer. So on the far left there, you have Roboto, right?
Yes.
Who's voiced by Kristen Wiig, right? Then you have Idris Elba as Man-at-Arms, and he looks
He
awesome.
looks great. Yeah, the costume looks awesome. That, no complaint on that.
Then Nicholas Galitzine is the guy playing
Adam.
He-Man. Prince Adam and slash He-Man.
Yeah, which I love the
Then,
fact he's wearing a button-down pink shirt.
yeah, me too. Me too. I thought that was great.
That's so great.
With a white shirt underneath it.
Underneath it,
Oh
yes,
yeah.
yeah.
That was such a good throwback. Then you have Camila Menendez as Teela. And then look at this cringer. Like,
Oh
look how
yeah.
awesome he looks.
Did you see the
Right?
close-up of it when he's opening his
Yeah.
mouth? And oh,
All
that's
right.
so good. Chef's
Then
kiss.
here we have Jared Leto
Leto.
as Skeletor.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure
I'm
that's a
so
suit. That's not his actual.
body. It,
Yeah.
I don't know. The
But
man's
dude, look
ageless.
at this fucking Havoc staff. It looks
Oh yeah.
awesome.
Look at
It
the
looks so
face.
awesome.
Look at his face though. That is they could have not made a better Skeletor.
Right?
That is perfect. And that is awesome.
My
The
only problem with this is when he yells it, it doesn't really sound as big and majestic as I
as
want it
booming.
to. Yeah.
Again, teaser trailer, they may not have finished everything
Right.
yet.
Right.
We could get that big booming, I have the power. So.
And then there's a bunch of Earth stuff, which so now these photos make more sense because it's like so he steals that sword from the comic shop. And he's trying to get back to Eternia. I'm just glad that it looks like it's going to be more on Eternia than it is anywhere else. Because the Earth chunks were, I was like, oh man, if this thing takes all on Earth, I'm going to be real pissed. But then,
Because isn't that
you know,
what the original one was supposed to be on Earth?
like they never went to Eternia at all. But this
Yeah.
one, it looks like it from the story, it looks like Queen Marlena sends him to Earth to hide him from Skeletor and hides the sword with him. And then they send Teela to get him at some point, and that's why that's like the I think that's going to be the first act, right?
Yeah, the or at least the very end of the first act.
Yeah, and then the second act is going to be, I imagine something's going to happen where one of the Horde or something is gonna steal it, because we saw Beastman stepping on cars, so I imagine they go through and they find him too, so they're gonna steal the sword, so the second act is gonna be them getting the sword back, and then the third act is gonna be full blown
Be
He-Man
man,
beating ass because he's He-Man, but I mean the cast of characters in this movie is nuts.
and we you saw some
Fisto.
excellent villains too. Like,
Oh
this
yeah,
great,
Fisto's in
you see
it.
Spikor, you
Spikor's
never
in it.
saw Spikor in the
Yeah, right.
animated series, and you're
Right,
getting them in the
right.
movie here, so that's cool.
Mossman, Mechanek, Evil-Lyn, who else was
Trap
there?
Jaw.
Trap
Trap
Jaw,
Jaw.
Triclops. Ram Man and somebody else is listed. But I'm also really excited to see Alison Brie as Evil-Lyn because I think she's gonna do killer with that.
She
Because we only
looked
see her
really good.
for
Her
that.
costume looked awesome.
Yeah. I mean we only saw her for like a brief second in the trailer. But man, like I am
Is
all
spot
about
on
this. I
as
am
far as the
super
crown and the whole nine
yep.
yards.
I am ready for it, man. I am excited. I am super pumped. My buddy, who's a bigger, the biggest MOTU fan that I know, this morning, as soon as it hit, within like 5 seconds of it hitting the internet, he had it sent to me. And we were talking about like the only thing he has a problem with so far is that Adam doesn't look as big as he when he's He-Man as he does when he's Adam. But I'm like, yes and no. I mean, but also like the action figures were the same size, really, you know. And he just looked whippier as Adam than he did when he was He-Man. And then
He looks, put it this way, he looks better than Dolph Lundgren did.
well, he's
And
kind of dressed kind of like him, like without the cape though. But the other thing he said is if they don't do this, they're missing a great opportunity. Since it's MGM Studios putting it on, they need to replace the lion that roars the beginning with Battle Cat, like, or at least Cringer.
We haven't even seen Battle Cat yet. We've just seen Cringer.
We
So
have
I
not
can't
seen him as
imagine what
full-blown
Battle
Battle
Cat
Cat.
looks. Yeah.
I know,
So there's the
I
excitement.
am super excited about the full trailer, whenever the hell that hits.
Yeah.
Probably April is my guess.
Maybe the Super Bowl? They might leak it for the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah. Well, that's in 2 weeks.
Because this,
So
well, again, the Super Bowl is always that one event where you're going to see long trailers
yeah.
for movies upcoming for the rest of the year. So that could be a possibility. If not the Super Bowl, maybe after, like that after the commercials after that and stuff, that may be a high possibility on that end. I'm looking forward to it. And there's still things that are still out there that we haven't seen yet. Like you're not seeing other villains. Like I saw no Merman. We haven't even seen all of the
He's not
heroes.
listed. He's not listed on the
I
thing.
feel like
And
that's it.
I think that I don't think we're going to though, because I think they're trying to limit it to just a focused couple. It's still a broader amount than we got in
The Dolph Lundgren
the
version.
Dolph
Yeah.
Lundgren one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, we're all waiting for Orko. Let's be fair. We're all waiting on
Okay.
Orko. We'll see
Well,
how that goes.
I know a certain person that works at the mills who would be waiting for Orko. But
Fair enough.
I'm looking forward to it. It looks like they've done a ton of fan service. They look like they spent the time
It
the
had, you know
way they
what it
should.
reminded me of? Some of the clips reminded me of like the Thor movies, the first like two Thor movies where they were actually
Yeah.
on
On brand.
Asgard.
Yeah.
And it really had that vibe of Asgard, and which is what I liked about it.
Yeah,
So
you're seeing a lot more of Eternia than you've ever seen before. I love the fact that Castle Grayskull is connected to Eternia, which
Well,
it
it's in
never.
Eternia. It is. It's always been in Eternia.
Well, connected to the city, like the if you look at
Oh,
the.
it was always like on like the outer edge, kind of,
Yeah.
if I remember right, because
Yeah, but you
it
never.
kind of split like that. Then there was like a Badlands, and then Snake Mountain was on the other side of the
Yeah.
Badlands.
And you
So,
did see Snake Mountain too, like a legit
yeah.
the snake head opening up. You saw the lava on the bottom. Very excited about, like they really put the effort into the background environment.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, like I watched this and I was like totally getting a nerd boner and be like, I have the power. It was very
You
exciting for me.
want to go get a He-Man tattoo with me, John? I
That
already
might
have my lower leg done anyway, but I could always add a few more.
I just don't know who I would I don't know who I would get. I don't know if I would get like actual He-Man, if I would get the Sword of Power, would I get Skeletor, would I get Cyclone, because he was the first He-Man toy I ever owned was Cyclone. In
Oh
fact, I got three of them on my birthday that year.
my. He was one of those, him and what was the B one
Buzz off.
was
Buzz off.
Buzz Off. Yeah,
Yeah.
I don't know how many of those two I had. I actually had them like make an army, opposing armies that would bash into each other. Because my family, like all my aunts and uncles, bought me like the same two, and it was
Yeah.
those two. But
Well,
I
that was like
turned out.
Cyclone came out the year, like that year, like that was the new toy, that was the new one. So they all bought me that one because they knew I
All
loved
the
the
other
show. So they were
ones.
like, "Oh, this is the new one." And then like that Christmas, I ended up getting Castle Grayskull, Snake Mountain, like one or two of the vehicles, and like four or five other guys. So it was awesome. In fact, I probably still have them somewhere in a box. I just don't know where they're at. But I love me some MOTU. Love, 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 love it. Love it. So yeah, I'm excited. I know you're excited. We're gonna have to really hopefully figure out a way to go see this thing. I almost want to be like get tickets for after Loden's over. It'd be like, sorry, Todd, we're not going to your beer thing because we're going to see He-Man.
God, that would set him off.
Right.
Be like, where was everybody? We're like,
Deuces.
John took the whole cast down. We all watched
Right.
He-Man.
Or I'm going to go the immediate Monday afterwards. Like, I'm going to be like, don't. Like, there's going to be signs everywhere that say, do not spoil this movie for anyone. Like, no spoilers. No spoilers, you would be cast into Snake Mountain. Like, so,
Wait, I'll tell all
if
the
you
red
want.
shirts to be like, if anybody, you hear anybody spoiling He-Man, we kick them from the con. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done here.
Do you want beat with a hazard staff, a havoc staff?
Havoc staff.
Because I will show you how to get beat by a havoc staff.
Was like, which of our vendors has 3D printed Havoc staffs? We may have to have a setup ready to
Dude,
go.
if they don't do that for that weekend, they're gonna be dumb. Dumb. Although I am now trying to think of like, so who do I get to draw me a master sketch at the show? Because again, we've only released two of the artist guests. Next week we're gonna have a couple more that'll be kicking out, so make sure you watch for that.
Well, we got
We also have
karaoke February
karaoke coming
coming.
out. That is the 11th, I think, of February. And that's down at the Resonine, which is the upper level of the Phoenix Theater in Bridgeville. So if you're in Bridgeville, or Heidel, like if you go up the Heidelberg exit, take a right and go down the hill, it's down at the bottom of the hill on the right. If you take the Bridgeville exit, you actually have to come up the hill through town, and then it's like right there on the left. It's kind of a harder place to find because it's in the very back of the plaza, like all the way back behind the Burlington and then another building. Like it's in the very, very back. But it's awesome. Those guys are great. They treat us really well. I like to hang out there. And the theater's nice too. I went to see Superman there. It was great. So, in fact, I think I still have some passes that I might be able to use for He-Man later.
Ooh.
Now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah. So, but that's pretty much all we got, guys. It's been a, like I said, it's gonna be a short week. Crazy shit going on in our lives, and we have to figure this shit out. So,
Yeah, it's this is this for like background, like honesty, guys, it's after December, January, we have to reset everything for the year, guys. It's like we're
yeah.
getting ready for our show, we're prepping for our shows, we're prepping the
Yeah.
stores,
And
and
also, there's not
it's
a lot of news until you get to probably C2E2, then there's a little bit. And then after that, it's like, well, the Super Bowl, C2E2, Free Comic Book Day, then it's San Diego. Like, it's just that's how the year rolls out. So, anyway, yeah. So yeah, keep reading books. If you buy, support your local comic shop all the time. If it's us, even cooler. And we always appreciate you guys, and make sure. Oh, Marvin's in the chat. Sup, Marvin?
Up,
Hopefully
man?
he didn't feel bad with us talking about our 80s love versus his 80s love, which is G.I. Joe. Yeah, that's about all I got. So, we'll catch you next week in the early afternoon, late morning. Yeah, have a great weekend, guys. Stay warm because it's gonna freaking snow like a mother.
Anybody who's
So.
like in the what South and Midwest, just stay warm, bring your pets in, do what you can to prepare, don't get stuck,
For sure, for sure.
in a bad situation, and if you have neighbors or whatever, help them. It's let's be communicative. It's rough times out there, but help your local elderly or anybody who's disabled that you know, help them out. It doesn't take a lot of time.
Correct. All right, guys, we'll catch you next week. Have a good time and stay warm.